Hello.
Hello, my name is Shay, returning your call from customer support. May I please have your zip code so I can locate the account?
42104.
Your first and last name?
Renee Abner, A-B-N-E-R.
Can you verify your shipping address?
273 Champions Boulevard, Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second while this account loads.
I do have a quick question because someone had called me before and the call was dropped. So if this drops again, would you call me back?
Yes, ma'am, I will.
Okay, because the other person never did.
Okay, how can I help you today?
I made an online order 2 weeks ago. So I approved that purchase, but now I have two pending transactions for $124, and I didn't make any further purchases. So I would like those canceled and the money back.
Okay, so I do see the charges that you are speaking of. Okay, yeah, you paid $4.95 two times for in, what is this? Give me 1 second. I'll be right back with you. Okay. Okay, so now it does. Okay, so it did state in the terms and conditions that this was a 7-day trial where we ship you out a 30-day supply to try the product to see if it's something that is going to work for you. In the event that you decide that our product is not for you or you just decide you don't wish to continue, it does state that you have to call in and cancel within your trial period to avoid being billed for the product in which you paid the shipping.
I never got that as an email thing, or that was never a part of what I signed up for, because it was a one-time limited offer, and I did read the fine print, and that was not anything in there. And so, I mean, I have no issue sending everything back. I don't wish to continue with nothing. I did not approve any further transactions, and my bank's ready to close out my account. So I'm trying to not let that happen. I mean, it took up until yesterday for me to even get through to somebody on the phone number that was supposedly in my email confirmation, because no phone call would even go through for the first week.
Yes,
and
ma'am, my
there
fault.
There's no email on anything other than the orders at nvf.com, and I've tried going there, and it does not take me to any sort of link to even get the option to cancel or read any further information, because all that ends up showing up is a Natural Veterans Foundation.
Oh,
so
okay, and I do apologize for the misunderstanding. It really does sound like you may have... Okay, I'm listening.
No, it's just like a big scam, and I don't want a part of it. I want my money back. I'll send you back whatever. But there's been no way for me to get through to anybody, because the first week that I did try calling, it just kept saying, your call cannot be completed as dialed, up until yesterday when I started trying to recall again from a different phone. And now I'm getting through, and the first phone call was dropped, and the lady didn't call me back. So you're the first person to actually, like, talk to me this whole time. And I don't want continued purchases from a one-time limited offer thing that was what I agreed to, not a continual anything. And in the email, there has been no information to contact because I've been trying to.
Okay, and I do apologize for the misunderstanding. It really does sound like you may have overlooked the terms and conditions. So what I'm going to do is get your account counsel as a customer courtesy due to the misunderstanding. I will credit your account with a full refund, which will be back into your account within the 3 to 5 business days.
For like for all of the charges? Or
no, ma'am,
like
for the last two.
The 124, whatever the change was?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Give me one moment. Okay, would you like that confirmation number?
I would, yes. All I'm
right,
ready whenever you are.
It's going to be the letter C as in cat.
Okay.
663-375-654.
Okay, and I shouldn't be getting any more charges, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support.
Thanks, bye.